This is Colorado Matters from Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner. For a long time, this state's been considered the leanest in the country, but about half the adults here are actually overweight, and more kids in Colorado are considered obese. So how do you craft a message, an ad campaign, really, to fight that trend? That's the question the nonprofit Live Well Colorado faced. It just launched an anti-obesity campaign. One of its architects is with us. That's Tracy Fagan Boyle. She says it started with a survey that showed, not surprisingly, that Coloradans thought being overweight was a problem.
They think it's an important issue, but they don't think it's their own issue. People think it's the people shown on The Biggest Loser. They don't think it's them. And so we have to have a little bit of a reality check and help people come to that awakening.
So this survey asked respondents to look at photos of people and then rank them. Were they at a healthy weight? Were they overweight or obese?
Most of them got it wrong. And when we did show them the correct answer and then show them a BMI chart so they could find their own weight, they were usually shocked. And typically then they really wanted to have a conversation about what they should be doing.
So you want basically to repeat that throughout the community.
Exactly. And, you know, this can be a spark. It can be a spark for someone to go ask their doctor. It can be a spark to have a conversation with, their family or their church group or their mom's network that they're online with.
Well, I'm going to delay seeing and hearing Colorado's ad campaign, because what I want to do is actually take a tour of some of the other anti-obesity campaigns in other states, some of which you actually looked at in crafting your own, right?
That's right.
What is another campaign you looked at in crafting your own?
New York City has been putting on this Pouring on the Pounds campaign for about a year or two.
Does this sound familiar? You grab a mid-morning soda, a sweetened tea at lunch, a frozen coffee drink in the afternoon, and a couple of sodas at dinner. Seems harmless enough. But that many sugary drinks a day can add up to a lot of extra sugar. And all that sugar can bring on serious health problems, including obesity, which causes type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and even some cancers. So don't drink yourself sick. Go with water, seltzer, fat-free milk, or unsweetened teas instead.
Okay, so in this ad, as the somewhat serious voiceover announcer is saying, you know, your choices at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, visuals are coming up, counting how many equivalent packs of sugar you're having. And there was a scene actually of
the gangrene foot.
A gangrene foot, which I guess is a point towards diabetes.
Right.
Yeah. So that was a bit shocking.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think when you saw the New York ads, and did you think it would work for Colorado?
It's actually a pretty good strategy in terms of targeting one specific behavior that really is a huge contributor to obesity. If you're going to change one thing or point to one behavior, sugared sweetened beverages really has a huge impact on the obesity levels of our country.
So it's really pinpointed that way.
And they give people a nice alternative with drink water or seltzer or low-fat milk. So that's a really good strategy in terms of a classic behavior change campaign. You know, now when you look at the gangrene foot, kind of the shocking images and horrible, deathly side effects. Our research showed that people were pretty aware of the health risks associated with obesity. So we didn't feel that we had to go that route. I don't know if the gangrene foot and the heart open heart surgery there might actually turn people off to the message.
Let's go to the campaign in Georgia. And this is a state that has the second highest rate of childhood obesity.
Right.
In the country.
Mm-hmm.
A pretty different situation from Colorado's.
Right.
Being thick runs in our family. As her mom, I never noticed Tamika eating any differently than the rest of us. She likes junk food, but what kid doesn't? When the doctor says she had type 2 diabetes, I never thought what we eat made her sick. I just always thought she was thick like her mama.
Okay, so this ominous warning sign.
Right.
Chubby kids may not outlive their parents.
That's actually the conversation they were going for. I mean, with Georgia's obesity levels as high as they are, and their research, I believe, showed that 75% of parents of obese kids don't acknowledge that their kids are obese. They feel they had to do something bold, apparently, and they did. And
like the message in that ad, just to be clear, is it's the mom talking.
Right.
Talking about that it's kind of culturally acceptable to be thick, right?
Mm-hmm.
To be plump, really.
Sure. I mean, that, you know, in all of our states, overweight and obese is the new norm. They wanted a very loud wake-up call for their state. We know here in Colorado, our research shows that people are aware of the issue. They may not internalize it or think it's themselves, but they think obesity is one of those issues that that's important to address, same as smoking, drug use, violence. So we're in a very different place. We're in a place where we can make it personal and try to get people to take some action, I believe.
Again, we're going to get to the Colorado ad in just a moment. You're listening to Colorado Matters. I'm Ryan Warner, and we're talking about a new anti-obesity campaign that's being rolled out by Live Well Colorado in the state. And before we find out what they came up with, we're looking at what some other states and cities have come up with. We're going to visit Omaha, Nebraska. The campaign there compares Omaha to other cities around the country, pointing out that it comes in pretty low in a ranking of America's healthiest cities.
Right.
They have an ad that actually uses us, Colorado, to poke fun at their city, Omaha. It's set in a diner. A guy walks in wearing a red T-shirt that says, Omaha. A bit of a pot belly on him. He picks up a menu, and we hear the conversation from a neighboring table. One guy's wearing a Fort Collins T-shirt, and a girl is wearing a San Diego T-shirt.
Wait a minute, let me guess. He'll have a four-egg omelet, hash browns, sausages, and a chocolate milk.
Oh, and a side order of sticky buns.
When it comes to the healthiest U.S. cities, Omaha is 142 out of 182. Makes you feel pretty low, doesn't it? Let's make Omaha the healthiest city in America. Visit livewellomaha.org to learn how.
I'll have a grapefruit and wheat toast, and they'll have two orders of tongue.
So I guess this is playing on community pride. You know, like be ashamed of this. Don't you, our community deserves better or something.
Yeah, I actually like this ad. I think it makes you smile, and it takes a negative, which is that their city ranking is pretty low, and it, you know, it brings together this collective kind of call to action to raise that number.
But if everyone around you is overweight, right, and that's normal in your community, how is that ad working, right? Because in other words, they would look at the skinny San Diego girl or the skinny Fort Collins guy and go, that's a coastal person. That's not who I am and my family is.
Well, again, I think it goes back to their civic pride. I mean, nobody wants to be at the bottom of the barrel. So if they can play off of the fact that collectively we want to do better, you know, it's a tough uphill road. It's not going to happen overnight. So maybe just making it a little bit easier by, you know, kind of poking some cute fun at some of your neighboring states, even Colorado, that can deemed as a positive message to kind of be a rallying cry.
Why don't we at last watch Colorado's ad? So this is what you came up with, having surveyed other campaigns and having surveyed Coloradans about the kind of message they might need.
Most of us can't identify whether someone is at a healthy weight, overweight, or obese. So how can we expect to see ourselves correctly? Right now, one out of every two Colorado adults is overweight or obese. One out of every two. This isn't about vanity. It's about health. Stop guessing and find out where you stand. You'll get insights, answers, and next steps at livewellcolorado.org.
Okay, so what's coming up on screen are black and white images, moving images of just various people. And then there's this kind of like slide rule going over the words either healthy, overweight, or obese.
Right.
Sometimes the slide rule goes to overweight and the people on screen look healthy and skinny to me.
Sure. Yeah, and that's kind of what we were going for with this ad, that people really can't identify overweight or obese, especially. People think it's people on The Biggest Loser. They think it's the morbidly obese. And if you look at, you know, that New York ad showed somebody who was probably, you know, in a wheelchair, 400 pounds. The goal of our ad was to make people curious about themselves. You know, look at all these great looking people. They look like me. They look like my neighbor or my husband. You know, I thought I was a perfect weight and I don't need to, you know, make any changes. But this ad kind of sparked a little curiosity. It really tries to destigmatize obesity, that it's not those images that we see on the TV. It really is one in two Coloradans. It is the norm.
You roll out a campaign like this, and how do you know it makes any kind of difference?
Well, this is definitely not a sprint. This is a marathon. I mean, as you know, culture change takes a long time to implement and institute. I mean, look at smoking. So we'll be following up on our statewide survey that we did last year. We'll be doing that again next year to look at people's attitudes, the behavior changes they've started to take. We'll also be looking at some of the policies that people are supporting. And what I mean by policies is everything from a walkable street, so better sidewalks, more safe places to play for kids, food in school, healthier food, more access to food, healthy food in more neighborhoods in Colorado, so food access. How about the workplace? So whether it's something as simple as keeping the stairwells open so people can take the stairs during lunch hour instead of the elevator, or the food in the vending machines in public buildings. Typically, what's the default choice right now is not very healthy.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, walking us through these ads.
Thanks, Ryan.
Tracy Fagan Boyle is Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Live Well Colorado. The nonprofit just launched a new anti-obesity ad campaign. There's a link to their TV spot on our website, cpr.org. There, you can also watch those ads we heard from other parts of the country.